In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Atide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
Welcome to another episode of Shot of Sanity. It's been a while since we've done this. I didn't want to get any episodes in during the end of the year. I used that time to really reflect, but hopefully you guys had a great Christmas. Hopefully you guys had a great new year as well, and hopefully we have a better year. So I didn't want any guests on my first episode of the year. I wanted this to be just an episode between me and you, whoever is listening to this right now, because I first of all wanted to I wanted to say thank you to everyone that has supported this podcast all the way from the time that it was just a a side like project that me and Joyce were doing, and it has evolved into something so much bigger than that, I guess. And I just wanted to say thank you to each and every one of you guys that have supported the show and sent in great questions, great feedback, and just being there to listen. As I mean, this was literally just something that me and Joyce wanted to do on a whim in the middle of quarantine. So the fact that it has grown to this size and this magnitude is just amazing, and I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys that have listened. So I wanted to talk about the new year, and I wanted it to be a little bit more personal, I guess. Me talking to you and me talking to myself on what I've learned on the last year, and what I hope we can learn for the next year and the next year and the next part of our lives. Because if we haven't learned from 2020, then what was it all for? If we haven't taken something that has shocked the world, that has changed the world, that has changed everyone one way or another, then what was the point? And I guess that's what I wanted to talk about today as well. Like I said, what are we going to take forward? What are we going to look back on? And this can change for each and every person. If in the middle of quarantine you felt that, you know, you needed more focus on your job, or in the other side of it, you felt like you needed to focus less on your job and more on, you know, the people around you, your family, your friends, or you felt indifferent towards your job, and now you're trying to find the love for it once again. Again, everything that you are feeling because of the quarantine could be different from everyone else. And I know that I'm that way. I went through being so driven to get back to work, to being completely in a rut, so to say, and, you know, feel like you hit the wall and then trying to bounce back. I guess we've all felt that and those two different modes in our brains at so many different times throughout the quarantine. And I guess it just really shows you what is the most important thing to you. And I think that is something that we need to really take notice of. Because we said it at the start of quarantine, we said it halfway through the year, we said it towards the end, and we will say it forever. Well, at least I will. Because that is what I want my 2021 to be about. I want it to be about what is important to me. And what's important to myself after everything is, I don't know, again, this can be different for everyone, and it probably is, But personally, for me, the one thing that I hold very important to my life is my family, my friends, of course, and being alive. It's not anymore about making a living. It's about what am I going to do with my life because I am alive. I have experienced loss this year, a loss of my father, a loss of somebody that I massively looked up to, and I know it might sound a little bit weird or whatnot, but yeah, I mean, I felt so much grief when Kobe Bryant died. I talked about this on my podcast before. And to start the year, I lost somebody who was like a sister to me. Each and every time that I have felt grief throughout this 365 days, I don't want to leave it in just 2020 because, I mean, we will always feel grief. I just kept looking back at my life and thinking, what am I doing to feel alive? What am I doing to be excited about waking up tomorrow? Before, I used to be so excited about work. I used to be so taken in by work. I loved working. It was amazing. I was doing my dream job and I was fulfilling the lifelong dream that I had as a 7-year-old kid sitting in front of the TV wanting to become a sports broadcaster or a radio DJ or a writer. That's what fueled me. That's what really fueled me as a human being. I wanted to reach that. I wanted to live my dream. And when I got my dream, when I got to achieve it, honestly, it didn't feel as gratifying as I thought it would. I thought it was going to feel so much better. I thought I was going to feel so much more fulfilled. But it didn't. And I was wondering why. I was wondering why it didn't feel like I achieved my dream. And until this day, I still don't know. I still don't know. But I know now that chasing a dream and sacrificing everything that I had, hoping that I was going to feel an immense level of happiness because I was able to fulfill that dream, did not equate. I thought I was going to feel better. I really thought that, man, there's no way that I wouldn't feel through the roof, over the moon joy because of this. But lo and behold, it just didn't feel as fulfilling as I thought it would. It did not give me the joy that I thought I would feel. So that made me, especially more recently, really just contemplate on, instead of looking for what could make me happy, I have to start looking at what is making me happy. What makes me happy and what gives me joy in life. And that's when I started to have a different outlook on things. I knew that my nephews and my family, my brother and my sister-in-law, my mom, they are the ones that make me happy, and I want to make them happy by always being safe and being responsible. And if I don't fulfill my dream, it doesn't make me a failure. It doesn't take away anything from me. And the people that I love will not change the way that they look at me. If you look at success and you hope that that is what brings you happiness, you will always be searching for more. I know I feel that way, and I feel that way a lot, because I thought that I was able to achieve a lot of success, but it didn't necessarily mean that I was feeling happiness. So that's how I want to attack 2021. Don't want to look at it as, what can I do to achieve much more success? I need to look at it now as, how can I be happier and yet be successful? There has to be a balance without sacrificing too much of the other. Yes, I can be happy all the time playing video games and watching TV or like binging something on Netflix, but that is only temporary happiness. I mean, I still need the long-term happiness that comes with having a good job and being successful at what I do, but not entirely keeping it about success. And I think that that is the one thing that we learned from 2020 as well. We tried to find different ways to be happy. Ways that we never knew were there. Whether you were making that whipped coffee thing, which I never tried. Or you became a plantito or a plantita. You made sourdough. Or, you know, you found the joy in ube cheese pandesal. Whatever it may be. We found ways to be happy regardless of success, regardless of stature in the office. It was literally just, what can make me happy right now? What can bring joy to my life in this very moment? Sometimes we relied on it a little too much and it took away the happiness from it as well, but we found something else that made us happy. And I think that that's because we got out of our comfort zones when we were just in our homes. Even if you never knew how to take care of a plant, all of a sudden you wanted to try it out. And you were looking for success in that. You were looking for success in other places other than your job, in other than your career. You wanted to be successful at making the best scrambled eggs because whatever. Or you wanted to have better coffee and you felt so much joy when you were like, oh man, I figured out how to use drip coffee or something like that. I don't know. Whatever it was that you did in 2020 to make yourself happy is because you found success in a place that you never knew you wanted success. So that is another thing that I think that we should look forward to in 2021. Getting outside of your comfort zone. Because when we did that in 2020, we found happiness that we never knew was there. You tried a new TV show. You tried to make something else for dinner. You tried a new podcast, whether it was this one or something else, and it brought you joy. So don't conform yourself to what the image in your head is of happiness. Because there might be so much more happiness out there that's just a little bit scary for you, but could bring so much more joy to your life. One thing, I guess, on that note, I was always scared to do an episode like this by myself. Because I always felt like I'd be rambling on. Feels like somebody's listening in to me in my house talk to myself, which I pretty much always do anyway. But I thought that, you know what? Let's get out of that comfort zone of doing an episode with somebody and see if this works. So far, as of recording, feels like it's all right. But I mean, it's up to you guys. You tell me if you like it or not. Hopefully we can get more episodes like this. Just talking in the middle of the day. And hopefully that'll mean more episodes as well. So that is how I feel I am looking at 2020. One, don't equate success to happiness. Two, get out of your comfort zone because there's happiness there that is untapped that you've never even thought could be there because we found that in 2020. Now we can find more in 2021. And last but not the least, know what is important to you and prioritize that. If it means taking less work because now you realize how important your family is to you, then so be it. If that is what happiness is, at the same time that you can balance your work and your search for success in your career, then that is the perfect position to be in. I have a lot of different other ideas that hopefully we can come across as we try to churn out more episodes, 2 or 3 maybe a week, hopefully, if I have a lot of ideas that come to mind. But I hope that you guys are excited for 2021. And 2021 doesn't even need to be better than the year 2020. As long as we are more prepared to find happiness in ourselves, in the people around us, then I think that we will make it a better year, regardless of whatever happens to the rest of the world. I guess it makes a whole lot of sense now when people say hindsight is 2020. And I think that that's how we should look at it. And I think that that's how I'm going to look at it from here on out. I will always look back at this last year and see how far I have come as an individual, as a member of society, as a member of my family. And I will hopefully try to become a better person because of it. 2020 was hard on everyone. Just because it was harder on some than the others does not mean that they had a better year than you did or you are weaker than they are. No. It was hard for everyone. But here we are. We made it. And we will make 2021 even better. Because if we have to go back to making ube cheese pandesals and filling our house with more plants than Jumanji just to feel happiness, somebody get a bolo because that's what we're going to do. That wraps up this episode. We'll see you guys again next time. Peace and love.